do you expect to feel better going into this game than you did last game, or how did you feel last game?
Of course. I mean, it's a week after that, you know. Yeah. I'm going to feel better.
Yeah. What do you hope to get out of practice this week?
Just continue to do what we've been doing. Guys flying around, just having fun.
You got Alabama, your alma mater, in town this week. What's the experience of having that team in town? Is that pretty cool for you, for them to play at Georgia?
It's great, you know, just for them. And being able to, you know, decide where they want to play their ball at, you know. And being undefeated right now, it's great. You know, Coach Saban have them ready to do what they need to do.
Do you ever get a chance to watch them? And if so, what do you think of Calvin Ridley?
I watched them a little bit. I went to the game when they played Florida. But, I mean, I got to handle business here, so I really can't really watch their games too much. Ridley, he's a great player. Fast guy, very explosive.
Julio, with the first round bye at stake, Coach said the process hasn't changed. Why is it important to keep things the same right now?
Because we don't need to change. Like, at the end of the day, like, we got to stay true to who we are, and we don't need to chase nothing or try to be somebody else. You know, we got to do what we do here, and that's, you know, just take every game. This game is important to us because it's the next game. We don't have to go out here and make up anything, or we got to practice harder, or we got to, you know, put more in to win the game. Nothing like that. We just got to continue to be us.
Has the Saints' defensive backfield changed much since you guys played them last time?
A little bit. You know, well, as far as coverages. You know, they do a little bit different things now, but at the end of the day, it's on us. You know, we got to go out there. You know, we got to read our keys and make our checks, and everybody got to be on the same page.
Julio, what does it mean to you to be part of the recruiting class that basically got this thing going at Alabama?
It's great. You know, just to go in there and the hard work and the work ethic. You know. I think Coach Saban, his first year was 7-7. I can't really remember what it was, 7-6, 6-7, however it was. And just by being from Alabama and going there, and all the guys came in with the right mindset, you know, we're going to work, we're going to get this thing turned around. And, I mean, they've been off and running since then.
You've noticed, of course, you have Mark Ingram, the kind of season he's having. He had some struggles early on. Are you close with him? Do you keep in touch?
Yeah. Mark, I wouldn't say there were struggles, you know, he had some injuries, you know, lingering injuries on him, his foot, his toe, and he got all that stuff cleaned up. He's been running the ball quite well this year, you know, and I know him, like, he's a competitor, he's going to come to play, you know, he's going to do his thing, and, you know, but we'll be ready.
Well, you didn't take any time to reflect on the last regular season game in the Georgia Dome. Does that mean anything to you? You take any time to kind of think about that?
No, I don't think about that at all. You know, it's football. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You know, you play on the road, you play at home. You can't let that determine how you're going to play emotions. You can't play this game 60 minutes on emotion. You're going to be up and down. It's going to be a roller coaster. Just got to trust your training, put the work in. It's going to be our last game, you know. It's our last game there, but, you know, we have a new stadium coming in 2017, so it'll be a great addition, you know, from the Georgia Dome. But, yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, last game. We're not putting any added pressure or whatnot or attention on that. That's the last game in the Georgia Dome for us.